It was our coworker George in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did you see George yesterday at his desk, by the way? Oh. I thought he was going to start crying. He's like, oh, I'm back.
I have to be here.
Really? Work? Where's the champagne? Today, it is the return of our other official Olympic correspondent, the OG, producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, I'm the one you didn't send to Paris, okay? I guess I was packed, ready to go at the airport.
Make no mistake about it. We latched onto George's vacation. We had nothing to do with him going to Paris.
You know, now I want to go more than ever. I just do. So pretty.
Sherry, can you confirm? Producer Jessica said that you were difficult to get out of the house the other day. Why is that?
Her house or mine?
It was out of our house. Jeff said that you didn't want to leave because you couldn't stop watching the Olympics.
Oh, yes, that is very true. I'm just hooked.
I don't know about you, Sherry, but I like watching sports in the Olympics. I have no idea what's going on. Synchronized diving, archery, handball. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know anything about these sports. I mean, a little bit about archery. I mean, you know, you pull a bow and arrow, but those are the sports that I'm interested in.
You pull a bow and arrow. You know, that's how it goes.
You can watch basketball whenever you want to, but where do you see a dude from Turkey walk up like he just got back from a garage sale, pull out a pistol, and win a silver medal? Yeah.
Looked more like he just came out of someone's garage and don't go in the garage.
Oh, no.
But it was so awesome.
Sherry, what sport that you didn't think you'd be attracted to, that you'd be riveted by, have you been riveted by?
You know what? I've always been, without watching it, I've always been attracted to the pole vault. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I don't think there's any other way to put it.
To grab a stick and trust that stick to carry you over a 15-foot pole. It's like fascinating.
There's so much here. There's so much here I can go with.
I know.
Did you see the French pole vaulter?
It was his shins. His shins are the reason why.
Some were saying he put the pole in pole vaulting. Well, so, yes.
That was after the fact. His shins were what actually caused the fall of of the bar.
I'm getting uncomfortable talking about this with Sherry. Sherry clearly isn't.
No, between that and one of the swears, it's like... Hmm.
Okay, all right, ladies. Let's keep it classy, San Diego.
I the swimmer, yes, but I didn't see the French guy. I didn't.
I'll send you a picture, Sherry.
Can't watch 24/7, you get nothing done.
Oh,
you know?
I'm pretty sure you're going to want to see this, Sherry, from what I've been told. Okay, well, listen, this has been magical and inspiring, and God bless America, and USA, 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 and Sherry will be speaking with you before the closing ceremonies, okay?
Okay.
Glued to YouTube, French pole vaulting. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.